Hi, this is Dictation for Iman J. Ali, Imanjali. Iman Ali, date of service is January 8, 2025. Date of birth is July 1, 1970. Date of accident 7/23/2024. Ms. Iman J. Ali is here for various symptoms, including headaches, which are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, usually in the morning, mostly to the frontal and occasionally to the bilateral temporal area. Moderate to severe pain in the neck, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, shooting down to the left arm and involving all the fingers as numbness and tingling. Occasionally, there is a numbness or tingling of the right hand also. There is a motor weakness of the left hand. In addition, patient suffers from severe, moderate severe pain to the lower back, which are involving both the tail joints, and it is felt across, especially worse on walking. Currently, she can walk up to 1 to 2 blocks. She reports that her pain level remains between 5 and 6, and the ADLs are affected 6, and is almost 60% improved in her symptoms. However, the weakness of the left arm does remain. She has undergone 1 cervical epidural injection so far. And the improvement is going on. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, compliance history, as well as the physical examination remains the same as previous visit of 12-6-2024, dictation number 0223-001. The vital signs are blood pressure 116 over 74, pulse 76, and pulse ox is 100. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue all the medications for the patient, which are as follows. She is provided with Celebrex 200 mg a day, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Celebrex is for anti-inflammatory effect. Acifex is provided 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Ultram, 50 mg PRN, 60 tablets are provided for pain relief. Neurontin, 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy, for the weakness of the left arm, as well as for the headaches. Furoscix are provided for headaches, PRN basis. She's also provided with a cervical pillow for further help with the neck injury and herniated discs that she has. A cervical traction was also ordered, and she is being informed about it. She is being referred to a spine surgeon for a possibility of a surgical consult to see if she might benefit from surgery. An EMG and nerve conduction test has been ordered for both the upper extremities to identify the involvement of the cervical herniated disc and nerve root compression at C5-6 level to see if that is significant. If found positive, patient will be recommended surgical issue. Otherwise, she will be provided extra injections. Thank you. He is found to be stable otherwise. Thank you.